This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, Mike Ma. This is part three in a series with NoStressMike.com. Mike Ma. Mike, you were in Mexico and you were mugged by two prostitutes. That's pretty unusual, right?
Yes, and it was expected, but you know, how does this happen to me? You know, this kind of stuff doesn't happen to me. So this is so I had that type of mentality. But for years, I've never taken pictures, and the places I go, if you take pictures, they'll kill you. So I'd gotten the habit of not taking pictures. Now, within the last maybe 5, 7, 8 years, I started taking pictures. And because now everybody's got cell phones, the places I go, everybody's got cell phones and everybody's taking pictures. And so now it's not that big a deal. But still, video making is something, and I don't know the difference, but some people don't like the video making. Pictures are okay, video's not. But I was with a friend, and she said if I'd go with her, because she had to go in central Puebla, Mexico, and she had to make a delivery there. And a month ago, somebody jerked her a gold chain from her neck and ran off. And so she'd feel better if I'd go with her. And I thought, hey, I'm all macho, I'll go. And so I was sitting there with her, and I make a lot of mistakes. One mistake, I normally drive. And the reason I drive is exactly what you talked about before we went on a break. I leave that space. And I'm not bashful about running over people. So, you know, a woman, they're more sensitive. And a whole lot more sensitive than I am. And when I get scared, I tend to do what I gotta do, so. But she was driving, and so it was bumper to bumper, and you could walk faster than the traffic could go. One lane. And I started making this video, and I'm explaining in the video that I don't normally do this stuff. This place is known to be a bad part of town, and I don't even come to these places. And so we're going here, and I'm explaining, you know, all the bad parts or bad things that I'm getting myself into. And I had my window down, and I knew better than to stick my camera out of the window and make a video. Or stick your camera out and take a picture. So it was inside. I had it inside. I was in the passenger seat. And I'm just showing what's in front of me. But my window's down. And there's a reason why I have my window down and I don't wear a seatbelt. And we're not going to get into that, but there's a reason for it. And so anyway, so I'm taking this video and then I had both hands on the camera and I'm watching the mirror. To make sure I can see somebody coming up behind me, and then I'm always aware of my surroundings. And so my flanks, I'm okay. And then, bam, all of a sudden, my camera got knocked out of my hand. And I turned, and I leaned inwards, because I knew better than to lean outwards. So I leaned inwards, and I looked up there, and it was two women And, you know, I thought, well, they tried to grab my camera, to steal the camera. You know, I couldn't figure out what was going on. And we started talking. I was talking to the, and we just kept going, and those women went away. And then we kept talking, and what it was, I believe, well, you see the video, the first part of the video, you can see I filmed them. They were prostitutes standing there on the side of the road. But it was the sidewalks were crowded. Everything was crowded. I mean, you got to know what you're looking for if you're going to find them. So, but anyway, that's what they were mad about, that I took their picture. And so that's what they were trying to do. But at the time, you know, I didn't think too much about it. And, but I thought, well, they tried to, you know, steal my camera. But afterwards, I mean, we're talking afterwards, like maybe 10, 15 seconds, I was thinking, you know, I'm lucky that that's what happened, because it was easy enough that they could have hurt me. And I'm not going to explain how that could happen, but like I say, this isn't a new thing for them, because there's a blind spot when you're looking in the mirror and your peripheral vision, or what you can turn your eyes to see. And they were in that blind spot as they approached the car and did their thing. And so, but like I say, it was strange. I mean, like I say, I really wasn't so much scared, but I was really more confused and thinking it could have been a whole lot worse. And I was paying attention. I knew what was going on. And it still happened. It was amazing. It was a grow-up thing for me. So, you do that stuff?
No, I don't. I don't. You know, I don't have a cell phone, and I don't normally carry a camera with me. But you know, with the things that are going on with the police today, there's a new app called Police for smartphones. And what happens is, you just tell Siri, if you have an Apple phone, that you're being pulled over, and your smartphone will start recording, and the audio and the video, until you tell it to stop, and it will send a contact to someone you know that you're being pulled over and stopped, and your location. And the video will be uploaded to Dropbox, so the entire encounter can be recorded, audio, video, stored, saved, uploaded, and your location transmitted to, you know, a close friend, contact type person. I think that's pretty cool, and I think that's what's needed.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a smartphone. I don't plan on having one, but if I did, I would have that app, and I would have a holder for my smartphone in my car that's aimed at the window where the guys in the costumes, you know, approach. I would have it aimed right there. I would do that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Good idea. I say, and I think a lot of it is I'm old, and I know more than what they know. And so I don't have problems with them anymore since when they tried to kidnap my dog, Xena. That was the last time, and didn't do them any good. So, like I say, I get a lot of practice on dealing with them.
You're talking about the guys in costumes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like I say, they're not. Now, see, the problem I have is they're law enforcement. Now, I'm a police kind of guy. I love police and policing. Policing is that protect and serve kind of thing. That's mm-hmm. what policing is.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement is kind of like a revenue kind of, like paying a tow for, here, we got you, now pay, you know, this type of stuff, and how they can make it go on. And like I said, through time, I've learned how to cut it all off. So, and then you're right back to the morals is a good thing, too. You need to get them, because when they blindly follow, they're not using their morals. And this is what you need to find out. Like I say, immoral law and an unconstitutional law, is to me, is not a law. Now, I understand you think you're the one with the authority, but are you able to back this up? Because I'm going to resist in some way or another. But normally, it's like I say, because of my age, I right back to the body language, I can normally get my way through it. And I expect, and when I say this stuff, I try to make sure the rest of the guys in costume understand that they're not doing moral and constitutional laws. And that puts me at the advantage again. And it puts them at the disadvantage. So, but like I say, it takes practice. And you gotta, you know, it's like good morals. You have to stand behind the results of what you do. Maybe you've practiced it incorrectly. And like I say, just for me, just give me the ticket and we go on. Because I haven't done anything criminal or immoral. That's what criminal would be, immoral. So anything that I do is just a ticket, and I understand you're a revenue machine. You know, you're just out to make money. It has nothing to do with serve and protect. So, but I say, I don't put up with it, but I am not belligerent, and I don't know. I don't like the camera thing, using the camera, because I know how to negotiate. So we can negotiate something. Normally we can, but if it's just a ticket, I'll take the ticket. No big deal. But if it's anything other than the ticket, we can negotiate it one way or the other.
Mike, when I was flying, this was many years ago. I don't fly anymore. I don't want to fly anymore. I was approached by TSA at the airport, and they told me to go through that machine, that X-ray machine, and I was very confused. And I asked them, was it X-rays? And I told them I was really terrified of X-rays, and they're looking at me like I'm quite retarded, and I was very confused, and they didn't understand. And I told them I couldn't do it. So they told me that they were going to search me. And I said, that would be okay. And he asked me to take my shoes off. Now, my shoes are combat boots. They're Vietnam-era combat boots. They've got a lot of laces, and they're made out of black leather. And that's typically what I wear. So I sat down in the middle of the floor taking my boots off. And it takes me a long time. I mean, it's a lot of laces. And the more they were trying to push me, the longer it took me to take my boots off, the more people were, the line was getting longer, the more impatient people were getting, the more angry TSA was getting at me, the more angry they got at me, the more difficult it was for me to unlace my shoes. We talk about that when we come back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things, and I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was sitting on the airport floor, Mike, and the TSA agents were around me. And they wanted me to hurry up, and every time they, you know, said something to me, I had to stop. I had to stop untying my shoes to look up to find out what they were trying to say, and I had to understand what they were trying to say. And then they'd want me to untie my shoes faster. Then I would start untying my shoes, and they would say something because it was taking me longer. And I'd have to look up again and stop, and it made everything worse. What I was doing, Mike, I was literally teaching a class sitting on the floor in the airport, and watching this whole thing was one of our instructors. And he was having, you know, a good time just watching my movements, my actions, my confusion. And I know that's what you do. I know that's exactly what you do.
Well, I don't, if I was waiting, because I don't use my fungus socks. I don't use those anymore. I used to go through all that, and then, like I say, I'd get my boots off, and I would stand there holding my boots, and everybody's, you know, well, come on, let's go, come on, and then I apologize to everybody. Not for delay. I apologize for the holes in my socks because the fungus on my feet are so bad that I thought, well, maybe by airing it out, it might be even better. And then what I would do is go into their machine and then I'd back out. because I don't want to get x-rayed and all that other stuff. Then I'd go over to the other side with a metal detector, and we'd go through that, and then we did the same thing. You know, they'd go on and pat me down and all that. But by then, I've already contaminated the whole area, and it really upsets everyone. But I don't do that anymore. I'm much more thoughtful to everybody. So now I start, but I don't understand. Well, the thing is, I don't wear the boots anymore. Because the places I go, it's just too much trouble to have the boots. Now, and also, now, it used to be my feet were too big for these places I go. But the population of the world is getting bigger. So I have access to, I can buy boots wherever I go. So that's no big deal. But now what I'm doing is I'm going through my, because they want, you know, put your electronics in a separate tub. And I carry, well, my tablet. Now I don't carry a laptop anymore, but I got my tablet and between 3 and 5 telephones I take with me. And so, and I put them in separate tubs and I cover them with different stuff. So, you know, the more they keep looking in my stuff, the more, and I just slow down the whole system and, you know, just irritate everybody. And besides the electronic stuff, I carry stuff that most people don't carry. And, I'm a good, learning event for the guy that's x-raying all the packages. And, because of all the weird stuff they see in my stuff. And, so that still becomes a problem. But I say, and I haven't changed the gloves before they touch me, because I don't know where your gloves have been. And, so then that slows down the process, and then they have to go through my bags, and same thing, you need to change your gloves before you touch my bags. And so everything is slowed down the system. But like I say, I normally have a lot of time between flights, so no big deal. And I know it's going to take time, so I come early. They've already ruined my day by making me come, you know, 2 and 3 hours early. So, you know, they haven't made things pleasant for me, so why should I make things pleasant for them?
You know, Mike, one of the things that I did in TSA is after I got my boots off, they'd have me stand up and they'd tell me they want to, you know, search me. And I would start, you know, the minute I stood up, I would start kind of dancing like a fourth grader who has to, you know, use the men's room or the boys' room. I'd kind of like dance around a little bit, like I'm really uncomfortable. And they would tell me that they'd have to pat me down. Then I'd tell them that, you know, we're going to have to go quickly because if we don't, we're both going to get soaked. Mike, I think it's our duty to gum up the works. I really think it is, because this is all an invasion of our privacy. We'll be right back. Mike Ma, nostressmike.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting the stage for what's to be a big procedural vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this morning so that senators can take a full confirmation vote on Kavanaugh tomorrow. McConnell saying that after Democrats demanded investigations into allegations made against the nominee, those investigations are over.
And what we know now is what we knew at this time a week ago. There is absolutely no corroborating evidence for these allegations.
As jury deliberations continue, Chicago's bracing for possible violent protests when the verdict comes in the trial of a white former Chicago cop charged with murdering a black teen in 2014 by shooting him 16 times. A video of the shootings already sparked past protests, and this is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, the things that Mike Ma and I are talking about, if you decide that you're going to try some of them, you've got to have plenty of time because TSA and everybody in the system is expecting that you're in a hurry. So if you're in a hurry, don't do any of these things because you might miss your flight. But if you're like Mike and me and you arrive early and you've got plenty of time, you can do it. And it works. Mike, you talked about changing gloves. I'm talking about those blue gloves that those TSA yeah. people wear. Well, mm-hmm. you make them change their gloves, and I do too. And I want to share a quick story with you. So I was traveling, and so TSA was going to inspect me. and the guy had the gloves on. And I was selected for a special kind of interrogation. And they were going to swap...
Cavity search?
Well, not quite. Not quite. One step, you know, nicer than that. And what they were going to do is check me for explosive residue. And so the guy had his gloves on, and he said, okay, I'm going to wipe this around your collar. And I said, wait, hold it. Wait, whoa, whoa. Are those fresh gloves? He said, no, I had them on. I said, well, would you mind changing your gloves for me? Because I don't know where those gloves have been. I don't know. And I don't feel comfortable with you having those gloves on. So would you change them? And I said, before you do that, you said you were going to test me for explosive residue. Can you show me how that would work? You know, do you test the gloves? And I'm paraphrasing because this was years and years ago. I'm going by memory, so it might not be exactly right, but it's close. So I asked them to test the gloves in this machine. So what they do is they wipe this like a cotton pad or a plastic synthetic cotton-like pad around your collar, you know, by your neck, your sleeves, and then they put this cotton pad into a machine that detects gunpowder residue or explosive residue, and then the alarm goes off. So I asked them to test the gloves. I said, I'd like to, you know, see how this works. So he puts his gloves that he has not touched me with yet in the machine, and the alarm goes off. Everybody's now looking, right? Because the alarm went off. Because now it looks like I'm a terrorist. I said, oh my, what's all, is that because of the gloves? Yeah. Oh my, gee, do you mean, what would have happened to me if you didn't change your gloves, or you use those gloves? Wow. Oh my. So then he puts on the gloves, the new gloves, after he shuts off the alarm and after everybody goes back to their stations, because now I'm a terrorist, right? Because the alarm went off. Well, he puts on the new gloves, and I said, well, can you test those gloves before you go any further? Takes the gloves off, gets a new pair of gloves, puts a new pair of gloves unused in the machine, and it's good. The alarm doesn't go off. I go, okay, I feel a lot better. So then he puts the gloves on, and then he gets one of these cotton swab things and pads, and I want to test that before we start too. So he tests that, and that's okay. Then he uses that with his new gloves that he tested, and then he wipes around my collar, and everything's good. But, Mike, what I'm saying is it was pre-engineered for me to be detained for further examination, investigation, detention, harassment, all pre-engineered. And I would have been maybe even arrested at that point, because it was pre-engineered. And I will not let that happen. And they asked me, you know, at one time if I wanted to go into a private room. I said, oh, no. No, we'll do it right here. Because I really have to pee.
Yep.
I was not going to let them take me into a private room where I could have been exposed to the rubber hose or whatever those guys use. I was not going to let that happen. Mike, what's your response to all of that?
I would go along with you. I say, you don't take me anywhere by myself. Everything's against you anyway, because there's nobody in that airport is going to stand up for you. Nobody will. So you are at a big, big disadvantage. I really hate airports. They're way beyond the most dangerous place. When countries are taken over, the first thing they do is take over the airport. A coup or an invasion, it always starts at the airport. A lot of shootings are done in airports. When the rebels, I talked about rebels earlier, they shoot up the airports. Nothing good is about it's going on at the airport other than you're getting on the plane and leaving. And it's not a good thing. And remember, all their procedures, everything is set up for their protection, not the people's. You're funneled like cattle. You're kept in areas, what do you call them when you're feeding your cows in the pens?
Corral?
Corral, yeah. Everything is like that. You see a corral and you see a runway going to the next corral. It's all like that. You're under total control. And they make the rules. And remember also, you're talking like that, you're not an American citizen until after you get past, immigration? Yeah, immigration. Then they say you're an American citizen. So just because you have the passport and all that stuff, that's not, they have to okay it. And so you're not legally in the United States until you get past them. So that's another scary part. I'm always concerned because I go to all these weird places and they do have containment places. Guantanamo Bay, everybody knows that one. But I think it's in Poland. They've got places over there too. And a lot of times if they can get you before you get past the immigration, then you might get on another flight. They're going to put you on another flight. You're going to have trouble. So it's not a pretty thing. There's no way you're going to get out of it. I thought about it a lot, and there's no way. Matter of fact, they've got me, not the U.S. government, but Cuba. They got me in Cuba, and they got me in Guatemala both times after I arrived. And like I say, you're at their mercy. It's not a good thing. I've got ways to get out of it, but most people don't. And you are in a difficult situation when that happens, and it happens a lot.
Mike, you mentioned, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were saying something about if you're in one of these situations at the airport, no one is going to help you. No one is going to come to your rescue. You're on your own. Is that correct? Because I have another story. Okay. I totally agree with that. And I can prove it. Several years ago, we had an expo in Lebanon, Missouri. And at that expo, we were setting up on a Friday. And the expo was Saturday and Sunday, all day. And Friday, we had a seminar by Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And he was in the seminar room in a different area. So all the exhibitors were setting up their booths and they were bringing in their the things that they were going to display and sell and, so forth. And we were in a 43,000 square foot convention hall in Lebanon, Missouri. Well, during the setup, halfway through the setup, a couple cops came in, canine cops. And they were in the back of the room. And they entered through the back door. They didn't enter through the normal way, coming through the front door, announcing they were there. They just showed up. And so I heard about it. I went over to them, and I had my blue jeans, my dark blue jeans, my combat boots, my tactical belt on, and a white long-sleeve shirt, tie, and a sports coat, sports jacket. I went over to them, big smile. I said, "Hey, guys, how's it going?" And they kind of looked at me, and I said, "So what are you doing?" I said, "We're just looking around." I said, "Okay." I said, "I just want to let you guys know that tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to be having a dinner. And we are going to consecrate the grounds, the entire Civic Center grounds, as sacred Native American grounds. We're going to have a chief here, and he's going to consecrate the grounds during our dinner. We're going to have about 300 people for dinner. And you guys cannot be here in uniform after that. Now, you're welcome to come out of uniform and off duty, but not on duty, not in uniform, by treaty with the federal government. They were so outraged at what I said. It's like they puffed out their chest, like, we're the cops. Who do you think you are telling us what we're going to do and what we're not going to do? They were really, really angry. And, you know, they were posturing, and the body language was all, you know, tough guy stuff on their part. And I'm just, you know, it's me against them, right? Me against two cops. And what happened was ultimately they left. And there was an exhibitor right next to us. I mean, within 10 feet. There are exhibitors all around. There are people walking past, looking at me. You could see the body language was tense. Okay? It was not good. And after the cops left, the exhibitor said, "Wow, you don't back down, do you?" I said, "No." But that's not the point. The point is, nobody came to help me. Nobody. It was just me. And these are people I know. These are preppers. I'm still livid about it. Bunch of pansies. You weren't there, Mike, or you would have been with me.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
NoStressMike.com. NoStressMike.com. Mike, your reaction to what I said about what happened to me in Lebanon, Missouri, at the convention, the USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo, a 3-day event in Lebanon, Missouri, where I was by myself. No one came to help me, just me. Why is that?
Most of what we do in the three-man militia setup is psychological. Just about all of it is that. And it gets confidence. You're learning stuff. You're learning to do, work with others, stuff like that. Now, that's exactly what they did to you. You said there was two that came into you, correct?
That's right. Two cameraman guys, yes. Police cars outside.
One person, I teach being courtesy. Using courtesy. You should have, if you would have had one standing next to you, they didn't have to say nothing, just be with you, that would have changed the whole atmosphere, just that one. If three would be there, then that would change it more negative. And I say three-man militia set up is we will meet whatever, like if you bring, you're walking up and you have 20 people. We would do maximum three. And the reason is we've got backup taking care of the flanks. And of the three, only one steps up in front of the three to do the talking. Using courtesy, they would do the same. Leave their 20 back there. Three would come up and then two would sit, and then one would come, so you'd be talking one-on-one. You want to keep things equal to keep the intimidation and the tension and stuff down. And because, like I say, we want to get along. Now, if I'm stepping up with one and you come up with, six, well, we were talked about morals, and, now I'm going to be asking you some questions to try to figure out if this is going to be a shooting event or is this going to be a social event. So, but like I say, that's what you have to remember. It's the psychological part is what they're doing. And stepping up, a lot of times, you just let one do the talking. You just need to be there close to them. And sometimes close, sometimes not too close. like I say, equal. You want, if they were both next to each other, then you need somebody next to you. If one stood back, then you need one standing back from you. And that's the appropriate way to, you don't want trouble, and you want to show you're not weak. That's the way you would do it.
Mike, I have this vision in my head. These two cops are facing me, okay? And so we're forming a triangle. Now, I have this vision in my mind that if you came and saw this, you'd walk up, not run, just walk up,
yeah,
and you'd walk up next to me and then take one step back. Is that correct? Is that the right image I have?
Yes. Depending on the how close everybody is, it'll be one step or maybe a half a step, you know, because they have to, you want to be equal. And I see what they did is they flanked you. That's really what they did when there's two of them, because they both can't be directly in front of you. So one's flanking, or if they got put you in the middle, well, then they had you on a total flank. That's not being courtesy at all. And it's threatening, a matter of fact. And if it was done in the dark street, you know, that wouldn't even happen. You know that. You wouldn't allow that to happen like that. So the numbers and the way people stand. Now, on the what we do on the three-man militia, we call it a meet-and-greet group. And that's what you did. You did the, you're the one that does the talking, nobody else. And these other two will be masked in a meet and greet. And the reason is they're not really involved in this thing. They're just kind of moral support for me as I stand up there. Because the others that I'm standing against may not be courteous. They might come up with me with 6 or 8, 10 people. Well, that's okay. I'm not going to back down. But those two behind me, they know they're waiting for instruction from me. Body language again.
Plus, I want you to pay strict attention to what you heard today. And that is, at no time did we cause any of this. At no time was Mike looking for a fight. At no time was I looking for a fight, nor confrontation. These things, these people came up to us and caused us problems. That's what happened. And all of that, all we have done is react. Mike, would you consider coming back next Friday? Let me know if your plans work out, and I'll let the class know.
Okay.
Mike Ma.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.